Dr. Faber dictating an office note on patient Alfonso Castillo, C-A-S-T-I-L-L-O, Alfonso, A-L-F-O-N-S-O, date of birth 2-8-1979, date of service is 5-9-2024, per paragraph, the patient is 45-year-old Hispanic gentleman, referred to see me by Clinica Irvington, by Dr. Francisco, for evaluation of elevated serum creatinine and hypertension. Period paragraph, past medical history includes chronic kidney disease stage 3B, diagnosed earlier this year, and hypertension diagnosed earlier this year. Past surgical history is unremarkable. Allergies, non-drug allergies, social history, patient's divorce, has 4 kids, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug use. He works as a welder. Social history, father with hypertension, mother with hypertension, he has 3 brothers, unknown history. Review systems reveals morning occipital headaches, good vision, no chest pain. He reports wheezing and shortness of breath at night. He does have intermittent dry cough. He reports nighttime snoring with increased daytime sleepiness. Denies any heartburn, no nausea, vomiting, abdominal pain, diarrhea, or constipation reported. He has no urinary symptomatology in particular. There is no hematuria, but he does have some nocturia up to 3 times at night. No streaming upon urination, has complete bladder emptying. No leg swelling. He does report leg cramping, period. All other systems that are used are negative. His immunization status, he received 2 shots of the COVID-19 gene editing therapy, for the paragraph. Medications, he's creatinine or ergocalciferol once a week. On physical exam, his vital signs are, as mentioned above, with a blood pressure of 240 over 150, heart rate of 80, auto set of 98%, HANT pupils, rounded acetylate and accommodation, injected conjunctiva, non-enteric sclera, no cervical lymphadenopathy, no carotid B bilaterally, no jugular venous distension bilaterally, most oral mucosa, no pharyngeal erythema, no date paragraph, neck supple, no stiffness or rigidity, heart sounds of regular rhythm, normal sinus 2, no murmur heard, no friction of heard, lungs are clear to auscultation, no crackles or visus heard, abdomen soft, no hepatomegaly, no splenomegaly, no garry rebound or rigidity extremities. There is no edema in the lower extremity, skin, no skin rash, no red neuro exam is done. Okay. Investigations from April show 2024 show BUN32, creatinine 2.3, blood sugar 88, potassium 4.1, total CO2 23, albumin 4.5, normal liver function test. Cholesterol 249, triglycerides 228, HDL 43, white count 9, hemoglobin 13.9, platelet count 214, PSA 1.75, TSH 3.56, testosterone 320, hemoglobin A1C is 5.6, vitamin D level is 26, period paragraph. Assessment of plan 1, hypertensive emergency. Patient was advised to go to the emergency room and was advised that he can have a stroke, heart attack, or worsening kidney function if he doesn't control his blood pressure. Period. I'm going to start here on this following regimen, including clonidine 0.1 mg 3 times a day, nifedipine 60 mg extended release at bedtime, and olmesartan 20 mg in the morning. I'd like him to log his blood pressure twice a day, and I'll see him back in 1 week to review his blood pressure log. Next diagnosis, chronic kidney disease stage 3B. This is most likely related to uncontrolled hypertension. We're going to do a minimal workup, including serologic workup and imaging studies, quantification of proteinuria, if any. Pure paragraph, next vitamin D deficiency, continue current vitamin D supplementation. Pure paragraph, obesity, he needs to lose weight next. Pure paragraph, suspected obstructive sleep apnea, he will need a home sleep study if he can afford to do it. Pure paragraph. I thank you, Dr. Francisco, for allowing me to see your patient in consultation. I will see him back in 1 week to review his blood pressure log and adjust his medications earlier from the B paragraph. CC Dr. Francisco, Clinica Irvington. I will report. Thanks.